here in the presence of their Lordship, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Gopalji, and Paramakarna Nitai Gaura Chandra, Srila Prabhupada. For us, we are humbled and very grateful to be in your wonderful company, your wonderful association. How amazing it is. Maybe if you take a tour to Guyana one day or West Indies, you will understand how important or how amazing what you have here. So to continue this afternoon, we have a few variation of the Sunday afternoon or Sunday program here. We had some discussion with His Grace Govinda Prabhu the other day, and he was saying it is important for us to, or for the people of India, to understand our roots, and even for us to recognize and understand our roots. So we have one of our devotee here, His Grace Lochanadas Thakur Prabhu. At the age of 77 years, he was touring around Mayapur for Gaupurnima and Govardhan Vrindavan. Now he's here. He will give you a little highlight of how our four parents were taken to what was known as British Guyana. We will have a bhajan, and then we'll give a few inspirational thoughts in between. And then we'll have some discourse from basic Bhagavad Gita, Krishna conscious philosophy. Baladev, His Grace Baladev Prabhu said, a Caribbean Westernese flavor of the Sunday program. So we'll give you a little taste of how we conduct Sunday program in the Westernese, specifically Guyana. You will also get an opportunity to see some pictures of preachings and temples in the Caribbean, in the Westernese. So we'd like to invite His Grace Lochanadas Thakur Prabhu to give a few highlights. And it's good that he will be saying it, because I am like third or fourth generation. He is just second. His Nana, Nani, Aja, Aji went directly from India. So, Lochanadas Thakur Prabhu.
Om Gyan Timirandasya, Gyana Gyana Shilakaya, Chakshurun Militam, Tasman Shri Guru Deva Namaha. Hare Krishna, everyone. Indeed, I'm very happy to be here. We've been in India for the past 5 weeks, I think. We spent a month in Mayapur. We spent some time in Vrindavan. We spent some time, one night in Delhi, and we were in also Pune. Now we are here in Chaupati. And I'm very excited and very emotional. So if I break down, please forgive me. Please understand that this is a land of my four parents. And I am very happy to be back here to see where my Nana, my Nani, my Aja, my Aji really came from. Guyana was British Guyana. The three counties, French Guyana, Dutch Guyana, and British Guyana, was one territory held by the British, Dutch, and French. They decided to settle their dispute, so it became three colonies. The British had African slaves for the cultivation of sugar cane and sugar production in general. When the slaves got emancipation in 1834, there the slaves started to leave the sugar estates work. The British imported Portuguese and Chinese people to work in the sugar plantations, but they could not survive due to illnesses, and they could not do the work. So one planter named Gladstone who started to seek East Indians to work in the sugar plantations. He recruited a few Indians to kidnap Indians from India. When they were kidnapped, they were put in barns with their hands and feet bound together like this. Then they were shipped to British Guiana. The first two ships that carried our foreparents, Aja, Aji, Nana, Nani, etc., was the SS Whitby and the SS Hesperus. They carried about 340 people. The ships, two were about 6 weeks to reach. These were sail ships, not the ships that you know now. They were called Jahaj. Few people died in the journey. The first ship landed on the 5th of May, 1838. So, on the 5th of May, every year we have a holiday where we celebrate Indians' arrival to now Guyana. Many ships went to Guyana from then to July 1917. This system was called indenture laborers. In that period, 240,000 of our foreparents was carried to British Guiana. The conditions of living was horrible. They had to live in loggies, which is a long building, flat on the ground, mud wall, one family in one room, measuring about 12 feet by 12 feet, no latrine or bathrooms. They were faced with harsh conditions, limited food, could not miss work for one day or they would be flogged, and had to remain in the village that they were bound for. After many complaints to the British government decided to send a man to investigate the conditions that our foreparents were living in. His name was Crosby, who reported to the British government. So this system came to a stop. Our foreparents was mostly from Bihar, Gujarat, Calcutta, Uttar Pradesh, and many more Gaos. School was run or administered by the Anglicans from England, Canadian, and Catholic, Roman Catholic, to learn English. To get a job, we must be baptized and convert to Christianity. Indian movies kept us in touch with India, and we tried to maintain our culture through the Ramayana and the Bhagavad Gita, but we lost our language, the mother language, Hindi. Shukriya. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Lochandas Prabhu. How the Hindus would have, especially the Hindus, of course the Muslims and the Hindus went to Guyana, and of course Suriname and Trinidad also. How they maintain their culture, it is interesting to know that up to today, the people celebrate all the religious parb. They celebrate Holi, they celebrate Deepavali, they celebrate like now, Navratri is going on. The mandirs are all full. In every village there is mandir. And of course there is Christian churches and mosque also. And these days there are 4 or 5 Christian churches in the villages. But nevertheless, due to the fact that our foreparents were struggled to maintain their culture, their religion, specifically Hinduism, it became possible for us to actually adopt or take up to the practice of Krishna consciousness, because all the people that became converted to Christianity or some may be Islam, none of those persons will ever take up the chanting or take up the practice of Krishna consciousness. Many devotees that you will see coming from the West Indies, from Guyana, Trinidad, Suriname, they are coming from Hindu's background. So that's a little highlight to the many, many struggles. He didn't say it, but is some 240,000 Indians would have taken to then British Guyana. 240,000. So that was quite a bit. There were many, many struggles. Hopefully one day we can put together some writing of our roots so that you can understand. We can probably present a book with it. So thank you very much for your presentation, Lochandas Prabhu, and we do hope that you can connect with us. And many of you say, why we do not speak English? Why do not speak our mother tongue, Hindi? That is the reason. It was taken away from us. Somehow or the other, the Hindus in Suriname, they maintain some Hindi. So we'll take you into one bhajan, and it is Nitai Gaura Chandra, or Gaura Chandra, and our lordship here is Nitai Gaura Chandra. And the new temple that we open in Georgetown, their lordship is named Paramakaruna Nitai Gaura Chandra. So their expansion of their lordship here, as you will probably see in a few minutes. So it is wonderful bhajan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and there is a purport by Srila Prabhupada that we will try to read also of this bhajan. Harmonium mic is on. Jeev Jago. Jeev Jago. Gaura Chandra Bole. Gauranga is calling. My dear brother, O souls of this world, please arise. Please wake up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Kuta nidra jao maya pesa chira ko we have been sleeping on the lap of the witch called Maya. Oh my dear brothers and sisters, Lord Gauranga is calling. Please, wake up. Wake up. Wake up from the lap of the rich called Maya. Kuta nidra jao Maya. Pesa chira kole. Bhaje bo boleya
Panavitare. Jibo bolia ite samsara vitare bolia ro hile tumi avidya rava Oh, my dear child, you came into this world promising within our mother's womb that, my Lord, I will certainly worship and engage in your devotional service. But haven't forgotten that promise, my dear child. We have remained in great ignorance. Boliyaro hile tumi avidya rabare. Jago jago ora changa bole. I have descended just to save you. Lord Gauranga is saying, other than myself, who else, my dear brother and sisters, Nana and Nani, whoever you may be, young and old, Lord Gauranga is saying, other than myself, who else is your friend? Amedina bandhu aaja, aaja tuma. Che atore maya na se maro lage ne che atore maya na se maro lage. nama mamasa laut lima ke I have brought the medicine to destroy the illusory energy called Maya. Mighty souls, O Jiva, arise and please take the offer of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This Harinam Mahamantra. And make your life perfect. Please take this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For the Nama Mantra, how to be Mahade. Jago, jago, O Rajanna Bole. Itane jago Maya, Eta chirako. Kati Venura Prabhu Charane Pariya Kati Venura Prabhu Charane Pariya Se Hare Nama Mancha Lalo Mangeya Se Jago Se Jago Ola Channa Bole Jago, jago, Tora Chanda Bole. Utane ja jao Maya, Esa chira ko. Utani ja jao Maya, Isa chira ko. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, bolo bolo everyone. Hare Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Jaya Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Jaya Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Gora Chanda Jaya Nitai Gora Chanda Nitai Gora
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fell at the lotus feet of the Lord's lotus feet, having taken shelter of this Maha Mantra. So as we said, there is a purport, very beautiful purport that Srila Prabhupada gave to this bhajan. So we would like to ask Haridev Prabhu to please read.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. May 20th, 1969 in Columbus, Ohio, USA. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Jeev means the living entities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking all living entities to wake up. Please wake up. Please get up. Jago. Jago means wake up. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pisha Chira Kole. How long shall you go on sleeping on the lap of the witch Maya? Bajibo Voliya Ese Samsara Vitare. In the womb of your mother, you promised that this life you shall engage in the matter of developing your Krishna consciousness. Buliya Rohile Tume Avedyara Bare. But you have forgotten everything under the spell of illusory energy. Actually, when the child remains within the womb of his mother, packed up in an airtight bag, at the age of 7 months within the womb, when he develops consciousness, he feels very uncomfortable. And the unfortunate baby begins praying to Krishna, "Please relieve me from this awkward position. And this life, I shall fully engage myself in developing God consciousness or Krishna consciousness." But as soon as the child comes out of the womb of his mother, under the spell of the three modes of material nature, he forgets and he cries, and the parents takes care, and the whole thing is forgotten. There is one instance of Parikshit Maharaj. When he was in the womb of his mother, their enemy, the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, he released a weapon called Brahmastra. The Brahmastra could kill even within the womb. So at that time, Lord Krishna entered to save the child. The child saw the form of Krishna and was remembering. And when the child came out, he was trying to find out where is that form. He was searching after Krishna. So the astrologers who were present there, they could understand that the child is seeking something. Therefore, the name was given, Parikshit. Parikshit means one who is trying to test. Pariksha means to test or examination. So there are many examples, of course. Very rare, the child remembers, generally forgets. So Lord Chaitanya is trying to wake up all the children of Maya, nature's son, to wake up. The similar instruction is in the Vedic Upanishad. Utishta Jagrata. The advice is that everyone should wake up now. They should not sleep under the spell of illusion, material nature. the human form of body must be utilized. The same thing Lord Chaitanya is speaking in ordinary songs. Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. All living entities, wake up, don't miss this opportunity. Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pisha Chira Kole. How long shall you remain asleep in this way, under the spell of Maya? This is the opportunity, don't sleep. Then he says, you have forgotten, but I have brought the medicine so that. Just like when a man remains unconscious under some intoxication or snake bite, there are some herbs. If it is put before the nostril and the patient smells, immediately he gets consciousness. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I have brought also one medicine. Eniche aushadi maya nashi boro lagi. This medicine can dissipate this forgetfulness under the spell of maya. Eniche aushadi maya nashi boro. What is that? Harina Mahamantra lao tumi. This is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Please take it. The idea is that if one simply chants Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, his unconscious state or sleeping stage under the spell of illusory Maya will gradually vanish. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila 20, chapter 20, text 12. So this song is composed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he says that Bhakti Vinoda Prabhu Charane Pariya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur took the advantage of the instruction of Lord Chaitanya and immediately fell down on the lotus feet of the Lord. Harinama Mahamantra Loilo Magya. And very humbly he begged Lord Chaitanya, kindly give me this medicine and I shall utilize it. The whole instruction is that sleeping members of the human society, they should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement and they should willingly accept. Then there will be immediate effect and everyone will be out of the clutches of Maya and his original consciousness or Krishna consciousness will be awakened and his life will be sublimed. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, and his life will be sublime. That is Prabhupada's special words. Our lives will be sublime, or will become sublime. So we'll take you a little to preaching in the Caribbean. So we'll give you a little glimpse of Krishna consciousness started in Guyana, for example, 41 years ago, in Trinidad a little earlier, and now maybe for the last 20, 25 years in Suriname, other Caribbean islands, Barbados, St. Lucia, and even their devotees in Guadeloupe. Now their devotees in almost all the Caribbean islands, Santo Domingo, Antigua, Jamaica. His Grace Rajarishi Prabhu have been going there in Jamaica. In Trinidad, we had many Prabhupada disciples. They went to Venezuela or North America and they became initiated. Unlike Guyana, we have one devotee that initiated by Prabhupada, His Grace Bhattari Prabhu. He's our senior most. He went to the U.S. in the 70s. He met Prabhupada and became initiated. And in the late 70s, it's when he came back to Guyana and the movement would have started. You can go through the pictures. They want to show you where is Guyana, so because many people don't. When we say Guyana, many people think is Ghana, is Africa. So they want to give you a little map of where is Guyana. That is the South American continent, and you can see Guyana is right there. If you can see it, maybe you can look up your map later on. So that is where we are coming from some 30-something hours of traveling to India. It's a miracle, actually, for a Guyanese to reach to India. It's not that easy. And so Trinidad, we have 3-4 temples, preaching centers. This is a deity in one of our temple in Trinidad. We have Radha Gopinath there. The deities there is Radha Gopinath, very beautiful Radha Gopinath deities are there. They have Gaur-Nitai in another temple. And coming to Guyana, we will see there's some, of course, Harinam in Trinidad. Guru Prasad Maharaj is there as a GBC for the last 25 years. There's many preaching. Bhakti Vasudev Maharaj have been going there. Many other senior devotees. Armila Mataji was there. She did some seminars. There's many Ratayatra in Trinidad. Ratayatra is coming up very soon in the main city in Port of Spain. They go around Brian Lara Square. There is a park that they made a monument of the cricketer, Brian Lara. So Ratayatra goes around Brian Lara Square. And here is ISKCON Guyana. We have five temples. This is one of them, Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai Ashirvad Mandir. This was open in August of 2000. The deity's name there is Nitai Chaitanya Chandra. Huge, you know, Gaur-Nitai deities, maybe 5 feet or something like that. And these deities were installed in the mid-80s, maybe 85, 86, just before I joined. Actually, I joined in their presence and under their shelter. In the beginning, I was serving there. There's our Jagannath deities that goes on 6 Ratayatras yearly. They have been served at the Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai Ashirvad Mandir. This temple opened 1999. It's a huge temple. It's Nukulinagram Mandir. And the deities there is Sri Sri Radha Gokulachandra, very beautiful Radha Gokulachandra deities. They were installed 1986, some 31 years ago. And this was our humble place. Gaur Gopal Govinda Prabhu would have visited us here before we moved to the new temple. So this is next to the university. This is in Georgetown. And this was the eve before we moved. So he will flip a next picture and you will see that this was the moving over ceremony in June last year. So from the old temple we were moving to the new temple. This was leading up to the Mandir Pravesham ceremony. As you can see there, the priests are there. You can go on. And if you look carefully, this is the temple room. Look at the ceiling. And when you see His Grace Nimai Chand Prabhu, you can thank him very much. That was his visionary from here, Damodar Prabhu. That was under the direction of of Gaurang Prabhu. When I was here 2014, 2015, looking at ideas on shopping in India, His Grace Nimai Chand Prabhu came up with this style of ceiling, which we took from India. This style is from India. Maybe the medallion is from China, but the rest of it is from India. And that was the Mandir Pravesham. Wonderful ceremony. It was a wonderful experience for us, moving into the new temple. And then after Abhishek was there also for Nitai Gaurachandra, the Artik ceremony, the altar. And then this is a little night view of the temple. It's three-story. The temple is on the first floor, just like here. Many people that came for the opening, devotees that visit here from Trinidad and Suriname that came to Radha Gopinath Mandir, while they were there, they said they felt that they were in Radha Gopinath Mandir, in the temple room. We still yet to get, you know, some of the pictures and some of the things that you have here, but this was the grand opening. His Grace Krishnanam Prabhu, Amritnam Mataji, Baladev Prabhu was there. A few devotees from Pune was there also, especially His Grace Vamandev Prabhu were there for a whole month from Pune to coordinate the whole opening. So the opening stage program was done outside of the temple. Kirtan was going on continuously in the temple room. and Artik and Afrin and everything else. Prasadam was being served continuously. This is the deities, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Paramakarna Nitai Gaura Chandra. That's some glimpse of the opening stage program. If you look carefully, you probably might see Baladev Prabhu and Krishnanam Prabhu somewhere, and that's him. And he was at the Prasadam bookstall. Vamandev Prabhu is there. That's our GBC, Virabhav Prabhu. That's the previous Prime Minister, Mr. Samuel Haynes. Kalkanta Prabhu, His Holiness Navayaginja Swami was there. That was the stage. Jagannath deities came in. They came out there for being part of the opening. We had one day Ratayatra. So that's a highlight of Guyana, preaching in Guyana, Padayatra, Ratayatra, yearly. This was a lotus span is in front of the temple, as you can see, and that was Janamashtami. We light up for Janamashtami, and also Deepavali. That was Deepavali lighting up. That's a little glimpse of what the endeavor that they bring all these lights from India. And they light up the temple from top to bottom, and everybody was coming. Hindus, non-Hindus, everyone was coming and take out pictures and take prasadam. There was 5 days continuous kirtan. So these are some of the activities that goes on in the Caribbean. If you see us later on, you can hear more. Bhakti Mark Swami was there a couple months ago. And this is the creation of His Grace Damodar Prabhu. He was a kitchen man. Damodar Prabhu, you still have a lot more to get done, but that's your tile, that's your kota stone, and that's your ceiling. We still have to get those stainless steel containers and shelves and everything else. Gas system needs to finish, but we have it, the facility, according to your direction. Thank you very much, and we want to thank the devotees here from Shishir Gopinath Mandir that they would have been so instrumental. Maybe many of you don't know, but they would have been so instrumental, the brahmacharis, Krishnanam Prabhu, Nam Amrit Mataji, in assisting us to see through this project up to this phase. Haridev still have some words of inspiration from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Let's see when he will take us into that. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kopijana Vallabha Gire Vardhari. Kopijana Vallabha Gire Vardhari. Yashoda Nandan Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandan Braja Jana Ranjana.
Vajajananandana Vajajananandana Yamuna Tera Vanachari Yamuna Tera Vanachari Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Jaya Goranita 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 Jaya Thank you.
Shri Gopinath ki, Shri Gopala ji ki, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki, Jai Shri Shri Paramakana Nitai Gaurachandra ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Ananta Guru Vaishnavinda ki, Jai Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Swapadantik Vandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kan Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusate Deve Pranamami Hare Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namase Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nivishesha Sunyavari Pastatyare Shata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you very much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudir Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Hare Krishna. So welcome once again. And we like to express our sincere gratitude to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and all of you wonderful devotees, hard-working devotees, to bring about this wonderful Vaishnava atmosphere so that we can come and experience Krishna consciousness real life, of which we are most grateful for. If you ever see a devotee from Guyana or from the Caribbean, you express your sincere, your heartfelt gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for it. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, where we would have all been, or where I would have been. If you have to take the map and show you where I come from, you would never believe. To give you a little glimpse, when you travel on train and you pass through the fields and you see the people in the fields taking care of the cows or the farming, that is where I would have been, in somewhere in Guyana. That is the background that I came from. How Srila Prabhupada's mercy, kindness reach us dear, it is nothing but a miracle. It is not ordinary. You are very fortunate to be here in the land of Bharatvarsh, and more so to come in contact with this Krishna consciousness movement. It is most wonderful. Our humble encouragement to each and every one of you. Our prayer is that their lordship, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, Sri Gopalji, Sri Sri Garnitai, Srila Prabhupada, your Shiksha Diksha Gurus, continue to shower mercy and blessings on each and every one of you, so that you can become wonderful souls, great Mahatmas, and that you can yourself becomes a carrier of the mercy of Mahaprabhu and what Srila Prabhupada brought to all of us. I'd like to read one verse on the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And this is taken from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 7, Knowledge of the Absolute, text 19. Famous text. Most of us are probably aware of this particular text. You heard it many times. We will only touch on two parts of this text today. We wouldn't keep you too long. We will touch on birth, death, and surrendering. So, if you know it, we can do it together. Otherwise, I will just go through. Very famous text 19 of the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante gya. You want to repeat? Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. Word for word. Bahunam, many. Janmanam, repeated births and deaths. Ante, after. Gyanavan, one who is in full knowledge. Mam, unto me. Prapadyate, surrenders. Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead. Krishna. Sarvam, everything. Iti, thus. Saha, that. Mahatma, great soul. Sudurlabha, very rare to see. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Not easy to find. It's very rare. You can please repeat after me. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Purport. And please listen, we'll just do the first part of this purport. Listen to the words of the Fangdacharya very carefully. The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. In the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life, and that these activities constitutes devotional service. Realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders unto Him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, that He is the cause of all causes, and that this material manifestation is not independent from Him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of the spiritual variegatedness, and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Thus, he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudev or Sri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudev precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls, such surrendered great souls are very rare. Om Agyanita Vidandasya Gananjana Shalake Chakshadun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Venama. Hare Krishna. So Bahujan, many births, many deaths, due to our experience of death previously, we've forgotten the previous births and death, which is not difficult for many of you to understand. Many of you are studying doctors. You associate with engineers and doctors here a lot. So when you go to the hospital, you can see someone who had a heavy accident or something heavy happen. They tend to forget their previous activities, even in this life, even with the present body and senses and mind and brain that we have, we may forget. So forgetting is not so difficult to understand that we cannot remember our previous bodies. So here Lord Sri Krishna is saying to all of us, bodies after bodies, many, many births and deaths we have been experiencing, the soul that have been traversing this material universe in all kinds of bodies, in all kinds of situations. However, we are fast forwarding a little. However, when the soul acquires a human birth, we are said to be at the junction. It is temporary, Prahlad Maharaj said, like every other bodies. Like the bodies of the bird, beasts, insects, trees, plants. Yes, fishes, they are all temporary. Even the human body is temporary. But it is a junction. Gans goes in four directions. We can choose our path. When the soul is anchored in the body of lower species of life, it is one road. You don't have choices. You just have to go through. You just have to go through that life of that, you know, animal's body, for example. It's one road. But human life means you are the junction. It is temporary, yes, but you are the junction. You can make a choice. Where do you want to go? You want to tread the path of self-realization, of surrendering unto the Lord? The opportunity is there. You want to go to heavenly planet? You want to come back as a human being? You want to again descend to lower species of lives? The opportunity is there. Choice is ours. We can decide. So it is temporary, yes. We will have to give it up. But it is meaningful. It is meaningful in the sense that we can understand Atato Brahma Jignas. We can understand the difference within the body and that which gives life or consciousness to this body, the soul, the jiva, the atma. The real we. If someone say, if I say to someone, show me you, who are you? Personally, no, but this is the different parts of your body. Show me you. You cannot say, I am this. No, I am different. I said, this is my body. Who is the owner of this body? This is my fingers. So just like these fingers are part of this entire body, and they are meant to give pleasure to this body, they are meant to serve and take care of this body. Similarly, they said, we, the living entity, the soul, being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna or Vasudev, as it is mentioned here, are meant to give pleasure, are meant to surrender and give pleasure to their Lordship. Just as a little part of a machine is missing, it cannot function, it cannot really be happy without being connected again to that machine. Just like if these fingers, many times you would have, I'm sure, many times you heard this example, Prabhupada gave it so many times in his lecture, you would. These fingers, what is the purpose of these fingers? If these fingers were to think, you know, the stomach is there, enjoying everything. I have to work, do all the work, and even put the food in the mouth, and then, you know, we still have to chew it, and then the stomach enjoys everything. We'll strike. We'll go on a strike. We'll not give, you know, we'll try to enjoy. You can try it on your own. Try to enjoy the rice, the dal, the sabji, the gulab jamun, and all these things. You know, what will happen? Take a day or 2 days or 3 days and try to enjoy separately from the stomach. Can it happen? No. What will happen is that the fingers will start to grow. What will happen? Weak. And they will start to tremble. And the entire body will start to tremble. So unless you put that food and send it, give it to the stomach, the fingers and the entire body will be nourished. Similarly, Prabhupada said, we, the living entity, the jiva, through this material body, through the different limbs of this body, engage in the service of the Lord. That's our constitutional position. That's the way of becoming happy. That's the way or the line or the path of the Mahatmas, the great soul, as this text is saying. So how do we do, first of all, before we go to the surrender part, just to conclude on this part a little, is that birth is special in one sense. If we can come to the understanding, the human birth, that is, the understanding of self-realization. Otherwise, we may come and go just like ordinary living beings. So human body is the appropriate boat, is the appropriate vehicle to take us across the ocean of worldly existence. And we need to take this seriously. Otherwise, we can miss the opportunity. Think about something valuable. This valuable human form of life. Compare it to something valuable that may be special to you. Maybe your laptop, the most recent model, that you can use it for so many things, but the person take it, spread a nice cloth on their table, their living room, and you place it there, place the laptop there, and you put a flower vase on it. And you say, just see how wonderful. Just see how nice. And every day you go and change, and you, in India you put fresh flowers, so you go and put some more fresh flowers. How valuable is that most recent model of laptop? What purpose has been served? Nothing. Useless. Whereas you can use it for so many things. You can connect to the world. You can even conduct your business. You can learn so many things. Similarly, this valuable human form of body, valuable human form of life, what are we using it for? The world, that is. The world of human beings. Valuable give, misused. 99.9% of the world's population are misusing this opportunity. Mumbai probably have 22 plus million people. We are harmful here, for example. Count your blessings and take advantage of this opportunity. Don't lose it. Don't lose this opportunity. Make full use of this valuable gift. Don't dress it up nicely and feed it alone. Yes, we need to take care of it. We need to give it shelter. We need to feed it. We need to, you know, take it to the doctor. You know, we need to educate it. We need to have a job. All these things, yes, these are relative. The absolute side, the spiritual side, needs to be there. Otherwise, we are missing the opportunity of attaining the goal of this human form of life. and we will be going through Bahujanam, births and deaths. The cycle of samsara, one after the other, in all kinds of bodies, will continue to traverse that path. On the question of surrender, surrendering, prapadyati, how do we do this surrendering? What is the practical side of this surrendering process? Sometimes we think that it is difficult. It is far above my reach. I cannot surrender. We take it, you know, as something like really great and big beyond our, you know, our reach. No. It is the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and the great devotees, and even our immediate God brothers and God sisters, are making it very, very, very simple. Very simple they are making it for us. Do you know by just coming, using these legs, to walk to the temple, we are surrendering? Yes. Coming to the temple and just see the temple. Just to see the structure, the eyes are becoming surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord. What to speak of coming into the temple, see the Lord devotees and see the beautiful form, the Archavigraha form of the Lord. Directly, we are surrendering. By hearing, using our ears to hear Krishna's katha, the messages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and the other holy texts from the devotee Bhagavata, we are surrendering through our ears. By smelling the flowers and incense that are offered to the Lord, we are surrendering through our nostril. By tasting the Lord's remnants, Tulasi leaves or prasadam, it is offered, it comes off of the plate of the Lord. We are surrendering through our mouth, our tongue, our stomach. By embracing the Lord's devotee, touching the body of the Lord's devotee, or by cleaning the temple, the floor, we are surrendering our sense of touch. Through our sense of touch. In this way, all the senses and the entire body, all the limbs of this body, if we engage them nicely in this process, we are the topmost of surrender devotees or surrender person. You don't have to make a separate endeavor. You don't have to go anywhere and make a separate endeavor, no. Just by doing this. And you can add the medicine that Mahaprabhu came and gave. You can add that. Let the Lord dance on our tongue. Through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, we will put an end to the cycle of repeated birth and death. That is like a little side effect of the surrendering process. But what will happen? Eternal bliss, full of knowledge, and eventually, after quitting this present material body, we'll enjoy eternal life in the wonderful company of their Lordship, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. That's the process. That's how simple is this process. So first, I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. I need to put an end to the cycle of repeated birth and death. Through the process of coming to the temple, engaging, you know, the senses and the limbs of this body in the service of the Lord by hearing, by seeing, by smelling, by touching. Just now we were in Vrindavan, and one evening my spiritual master Virabhav Prabhu, he was going to leave to go back to Los Angeles. So just before he got into the car, he said, "Prabhupada, if I want you to accompany me to Krishna Balaram Mandir." And this was evening. Just a couple of days after Gaur Purnima, we were there. It was crowded. Evening Aartik was going on. And going to offer obeisances was very difficult. You just have to go in front of Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, and Radhisham. While we were in front of Krishna Balaram, I was trying to, bar off the people away from him. And he looked back at me and he said, "No." He said, "No." He said, "This is why we come to temple. Touching the bodies of the Lord's devotee is purifying." He said, "You know, only if I am offering obeisances, then you can see that no one doesn't stumble over me. Otherwise, you know, it's okay." So that's, you know, sometimes we squeeze tight and we complain. But no, this is part of the purifying process of coming to temple. And then, by this process, again, we will receive Krishna Prema, love of God, which will give complete relief, complete satisfaction, complete pleasure, happiness, to the ultimate limit, or limitless, you may say. Ananda Burivardhanam, an ocean of ever increase ananda, or happiness, or bliss, when we attain this love of God. And even right here in the kirtan, we can experience that. We don't have to think, "Oh, when we get back there, then it will happen." No, it happened here. It happens here. We start to experience it here. We just have to be conscious enough. We have to be aware. We have to be conscious that this is not ordinarily found. So in this way, all of us will become that rare soul, that Mahatma. All of us at least should want to become that Mahatma. If all of us have that kind of mindset, that I want to become that rare soul that Krishna is talking about in Bhagavad Gita, then this world will gradually, in this part of Kali Yuga at least, will become inundated with Mahatmas all over. You will find them. You just have to become a Mahatma, then you will see Mahatmas also. So with these few words from the Bhagavad Gita, we want to thank you very much for your kind attention and your rapt attention, that is. I would want to apologize for our Guyanese accent. Our Guyanese style of English is a little Caribbean flavor. It's a little different. Difficult sometimes. Just like sometimes when you speak English also, we have to like really listen carefully sometimes. We have to, "What did he say?" You know, like that. And many people say, when the Guyanese are speaking, what is it that you are saying? You know? So please forgive us for that. Nevertheless, if there is something that you want to discuss a little bit more, some question that you may have, something That's probably not clear in your mind. Your minds. We have a few minutes. Any questions? So remind ourselves that in the line of Maharaj Ambarish that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Ambarish teaches the example, it's there in the ninth canto, chapter 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam. He exemplifies. So if you're looking for a character, an individual, Maharaj Ambarish did it. He exemplifies full surrender by engaging all the senses and all the limbs of the body in devotional service. You want to recite those verses for us?
Hare Krishna. Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayor Vacham Sivaikunta Gunanu Varnane Karau Harir Mandira Marjana Dishu Shrutim Chakrachuta Satkatodhaye Mukundalinga Layadarshana Drishau Tadbhrita Gatra Sparshenga Sangama Granam Chatat Pada Saroja Saurabhe Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite Pada Hare Kshetra Pada Sarpane Shiro Hrishikesha Pada Vivandane Kamam Chadase Natu Kama Kamaya Yat Uttama Shloka Janashraya Rati. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of Krishna, his words in describing the glories of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the Lord's temple, and his ears in hearing the words spoken by Krishna or about Krishna. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of Lord Krishna, Krishna's temples and Krishna's places like Mathura and Vrindavan. He engaged his sense of touch in touching the bodies of the Lord's devotees. He engaged his sense of smell in smelling the fragrance of Tulasi offered to the Lord, and engaged his tongue in tasting the Lord's prasad. He engaged his legs in walking to the holy places and temples of the Lord, his head in bowing down before the Lord, and all his desires in serving the Lord 24 hours a day. Indeed, Maharaj Ambarish never desired anything for his own sense gratification. He engaged all his senses in devotional service, in various engagements related to the Lord. This is the way to increase the attachment for the Lord and completely be free from all material desires.
Hare Krishna. By the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, this process, golden opportunity is there for everyone. Again, it is readily available all over the world. The same thing that Srila Prabhupada came and gave is there available all over the world. We just have to, again, take advantage of it. And in this iron age that we call Kali Yuga, we can become like the lotus leaf or the lotus flower that is within the water but is not affected by the water. Becomes affected by the water. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Shri Shri Gopal ji ki jai. Shishi Gaunitai Keeja, Shishi Nitai Gaurachandu Keeja, Srila Prabhupada Keeja, Ananta Guru Vaishnavinda Keeja, Hare Krishna. Kirtan.